Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 17, 2012, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. What an amazing, amazing weekend we just had at the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. It was truly an all-encompassing and training program, absolutely one of the very best that I've ever seen or been a part of. And tonight we're going to be doing a full recap of that event. We thought it would be just a little bit longer because we have so much to cover. But assisting me tonight will be six Millionaire Club members on our core success team. So I want to encourage everyone to get their pens and pencils ready to take notes because we have a whole lot of information to cover. But before we begin, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 4 Executive Director, who has led our team now for the past 30 years. And I believe he was actually the only one at the convention that spoke from state that actually got a standing ovation before he said a word. And I'm very, very proud. It was great to see him from stage. And that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, sir, Randy. I said it, though. I don't think you heard me so many people, but what a great problem to have so many people getting on the line. And, you know, the convention was great, but I had such a great time getting to spend some quality time with just Jeremy, you, and myself, father, son, grandson, and do some planning for the future and the things we got planned for the team and different things. It was wonderful. And I want to congratulate Tony Barkley. Man, that bugger went out and got the people on the call tonight. thanks, Cherise, his wife, which is a beautiful lady. I think she probably helped him do that. Anyhow, I want to congratulate everybody from the call tonight because you're real winners. But I'm not going to spend a bunch of time. I'm just going to say thank you for being here. We had such a great time at the convention. Never had better training. And, you know, Randy, I've said it today, usually by this time after convention, I've had 10, 12 calls of somebody that didn't like something, no matter how good something is, somebody don't like it. I've been amazed. I have not had one call that wasn't positive. And that's the first time in years, I could say, after a convention, I didn't have one call that wasn't positive. It was all positive. Everyone positive. And I think they'll know why when we get through here tonight. So let me just get off. We got a lot to cover, but just thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Guys, this is really going to take us to another level. We're stepping it up. We're becoming the professional company we've always wanted to be. We're really going to be taking our place in the world the next few months, and I'm glad that this team is going to be a part of it. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. And I was very, very excited about the convention. They actually broke it down into two different sections, the B2B or business-to-business section and then the I-to-I or the individual-to-individual direct selling portion of the conference. But the part that we're going to begin with is the B2B business and business training. And to kick the recap off, I want to go to the state of Alabama. Now, he's a senior group vice president. He's a six-figure ring earner and a Millionaire Club member. And that is Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, I know you were a coach at that event. Are you on?
I was, Randy. I sure was.
Well, I know what I'd like you to do, Mr. Parrish, if you would, just tell everyone about your experience at the convention, what you thought, and then I'll let you go ahead and start your portion of the program.
Well, thank you very much. And I was delighted to be one of 26 coaches that was selected by Legal Shield Corporate. It was a combination of group vice presidents and small business trainers from throughout the Legal Shield kingdom, and we were able to get into Dallas on Monday and went through a full day of training on Tuesday as well as Wednesday morning to prepare for the roughly 1,900 registrants for the B2B training. The training began Wednesday last week, September 12th at 2 p.m., and we went for about 4.5 hours on Wednesday and for about 9 hours on Thursday. Most of the people, were either interested in being in the B2B market or they already were involved in business-to-business sales through group marketing and the small business arena or CDLP. And the way that Legal Shield did this is they contracted with really one of the global leaders in training, a Dallas-based company named Acclivus. If you've not heard of Acclivus, you might want to look them up, ACCLIVUS. They're in, I think, a couple of dozen countries worldwide, and they brought in their best of the best as far as their trainers were concerned. And what they did was they divided everyone up into four rooms of around 470, 480 each. And each one was labeled by the color of your lanyard. And whatever color your lanyard was, that was the room you went in. And in each of those rooms, there were six or seven of us that were coaches. And we had an opportunity to be in the group as a whole with an instructor from Aklavis. And then we as coaches had a chance to do some other work with them. There was a tremendous training manual that I'm sure the one that talks about the eye-to-eye training on Friday and Saturday will discuss. But to think that people got this training, Randy and Kenneth, for $49, I mean, you think about it. I mean, that was, you know, just a little under $4 an hour for training, and this was a training that probably other Fortune 500 companies would have paid $500 to maybe $5,000 to send their quality salespeople to. And because of Legal Shield sparing no expense, they not only paid the expenses for Aklavis, but at each table in place there was a full 120-page manual that allowed us to truly get in and talk about sales from a very professional standpoint. We were able to go from one session to another. Each chapter that we dealt with fed on the next one. It was very well thought through. It was one of the first things that our Vice President of Training and Development, Mr. Patrick Hodges, did after he came with our company in February. He recruited and enlisted the services of Aklavis the following month and has been building toward this for quite some time. But as he told us, in all the sessions then, through the Aklavis coaches, as well as on the stage when he spoke Saturday about the training, he said this is not a one-shot deal, that this is the beginning of a revised training program. And I think that's one of the things that people are so excited about, because training in the past with Legal Shield, or before that prepaid legal services, was dependent on who your teacher was, who your trainer was, their personality type, what part of the country you were in, who your upline was. And now things are going to be done from a standardized point. And it wasn't that we had training like we've done in the past with learning how to sell a membership or what constitutes a membership, but it was some of the basic principles of selling and just being able to build relationships. And that was talked about so much, which we've talked about a lot on the More Team call, and building relationships and building your business, whether you're a team builder or someone that strives in the B2B side. This was truly the basis of the material. And the good thing about it is this is going to continue. They're going to be using some of us, as well as Aklavis, for regional trainings throughout the country as we move forward. Don't know when the next ones are going to be, but I do know that we talked about that. And they're also looking at tracking and measuring performance. This is not something that they just decided, well, we got to have a conference in September, so let's make it a learning and leadership conference. Not at all. Each of the people that attended and paid their money and was there for those the day and a half of training on Wednesday and Thursday, they will be tracking and measuring their sales, their recruits, 4 months prior to last week, and measuring 6 months after last week. So there will be a 10-month measurement of that program. I had a chance to spend some time with the Aklavis employee that was working with us, and she's the vice president of their tracking and measuring division, and talked about how excited they were about being able to use their principles they've used in countries all over the world with top quality companies and apply that to Legal Shield. So as Patrick said, it's not just people coming up and thanking him for a great training and for a great conference. He said the proof's in the pudding. And a couple of quotes that he shared that I just want to mention to you that I gained something from. And, you know, as we try to tell our folks and, moving forward, that there's good things to be had for that. But he said on Saturday, the human mind is most prepared to learn when it has just failed to execute what it thought it knew. That quote again, the human mind is most prepared to learn when it has just failed to execute what it thought it knew. And I think we're all guilty of that, of realizing that, you know, there's a lot we can learn regardless of what level you are in Legal Shield. There's plenty to learn. And he went on to say that what we learned this past week in Dallas was not important. It's what we do with what we learned last week in Dallas. It's not only important, but it can change your life. It can change how you look at things. It can change your opinions in general. And one of the things that I'm most excited about as I wind up my section of the program is the fact that all of the people that were there were going to be able to be placed with these 26 coaches for 13 weeks. We'll have an opportunity to have 30-minute conference calls each week, and the person you were assigned in those rooms with the 26 coaches, you'll have weekly conference calls. It'll be beginning either this week or next week leading up to Christmas. And so most of those people were very excited about that possibility, and knowing that, as I said, they're going to be doing more and more things creatively as we now are launching the Legal Shield Learning Center under the tremendous leadership of Patrick Hodges. So if you can't tell from my voice and my inflection, Randy, I'm super excited about this. Having a master's degree in education myself, I'm very excited about the direction Mr. Hodges is taking this and look forward to great things ahead as we continue to increase the quality of our associates in the field on being able to share and to be able to educate them accordingly to be the best sales force we can be. So I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Parrish. It's an honor to have you on the team. We appreciate you participating in the call tonight. But now I want to go to Edmond, Oklahoma, to a $200,000 income earner, and she's a Millionaire Club member, and that is Miss Linda Bowden. Miss Bowden, are you on?
I certainly am, and I'll probably ditto some of the things that Randy said, and Randy got to look at the B2B sales from the trainer-teacher point of view and behind the scenes, and I kind of was at it from the student section, if you will. And I think the biggest thing about this training now, I'll qualify myself a little bit. I had the privilege of being around a man who was known as being the top sales trainer in the world probably about 20 years ago. So I went to numerous 3-day boot camps and, you know, single day sales trainings and went to be trained by what people they would consider to be the masters, if you will. So I've spent many, many years really looking at sales as an art and a science and really did my due diligence, you know, in many aspects. Of course, you are always learning. And this particular training was pretty remarkable and pretty amazing. As a matter of fact, what really amazed me is they didn't start with the basic sales. They started, in my opinion, about in the middle. So everyone that was there, this class, anyone that finished the 2 days should be so proud of themselves, in my humble opinion, because this was really advanced stuff. It was advanced stuff. I mean, it wasn't for the faint of heart, but it was really sales. And the good news about that is even if you were, whoever was there or whoever wasn't there, and you're going to see the training later on, even if you go, I'll guarantee you every single person in that room learns an amazing amount of material, and they could apply it to their business in all aspects. I think there's a lot of confidence building. People that I know that in my team who are a little bit nervous and probably afraid of this 2-day class. I heard a little bit of trepidation going on because no one really knew what to expect. And I talked to them after the class, and they were confident. They actually were, there was a newfound confidence. And I think the confidence came from I think the practicing. People got to mastermind around the table and practice. You got to practice scripts. You got to hear other people around the table. You had a coach, like someone of caliber of Jimmy Parrish, that would interject and give you their scripts. I mean, there was scripting that went on. There was a lot of really cool psychology. I mean, you can go back and read that book and learn a whole bunch. I mean, because you probably missed probably 80% of it. You probably missed, and you got that 20%, you know, that you could grab onto, and then you could go behind and study it and even learn more. But I think the masterminding and the practicing was absolutely invaluable. Never in the history of this company have we ever had anything, at least since I've been around, 25 years is quite a while, we have never had anything quite like this. And I think what I really enjoyed, because I'm kind of a little wordsmith, I love words, I love to look words up, I think that's why I like listening to Rip Mason, because he's got those 5-syllable words that he uses. It gave you the words. And then it also gave you the psychology behind each step. Like it gave you sort of the psychology in the words of the pre-meeting, or the psychology in the words of the phone call and getting by the gatekeeper, and then it gave you kind of the psychology and the words during the meeting and the actual sale. I guess you could probably tell that it was, in my words, it was magnificent. I just absolutely was just floored and blown away at the quality of training. And Jimmy's right. I mean, honestly, there aren't a whole lot of Fortune 500 companies, I will guarantee you, that get the level of training that we got. And I just know that from having just, you know, spent a year with Tommy Hopkins and went into corporate America, actually went in, you know, to represent him and just knowing what kind of budgets some of these companies had and some of the budgets that they were willing to spend money on. They weren't even willing to spend, I think it was like $200 for each person to go to a one-day intensive training. We got a training that I heard was about $800, and maybe Jimmy could probably fill in for me here. I believe the value of this training was $800 per person per day, easily. And what is it worth to you? If anybody takes any of this information to the bank, it's worth millions to you. Guarantee you, it'd be worth millions to you. So that's about my 25 cents worth, Randy. And I guess I should also tell everybody that I'm going to be in Oklahoma on next weekend.
Yes, go right ahead. I know you're going to be the special guest speaker at the Oklahoma City Super Saturday and Convention Recap. It's in Tulsa, is that right?
Yep, it's in Tulsa. And for those of you that are in Oklahoma or even in the region, I do something called the Sales Cycle. And this will be the expanded version. But this will really be kind of fun because it's going to give you, it's going to tie in what you learned, especially those of you that went to the B2B sales. It will really give you some tie-ins. It'll be fun. It's not going to be as intense. You know, we'll make it a lot of fun, but it's really going to tie in some of this that we learned at the B2B class. And for those of you that were not at the B2B class, if you're at the eye-to-eye, it will also help you with recruiting as well. So this will be something that I learned from one of the masters many, many years ago, and it's what I used in the very, very beginning when I got into group sales with Legal Shield. So that's all I have to offer.
Yeah, well, I want to encourage anyone on our team that has anyone close to Tulsa, Oklahoma this Saturday, the 22nd, make sure and get a part of Linda because she does an awesome job. Thank you very much, Linda. Well, I want to go to the state of Virginia, to the regional vice presidents, $100,000 ring earners, and millionaire club members, Jeff and Cindy Hughes. And they're going to talk a little bit about the eye-to-eye or the direct selling portion and their experiences at the convention. Jeff, Cindy, are you guys on?
Yeah, we're here, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Still flying out.
I tell you.
Before you get started, Cindy, it was just so great to see Jeff there after, you know, going through all the cancer treatments and everything. It was just so good to see him up and about and to see you guys on stage. You did an awesome job from stage with Jeff there by your side, and I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you guys. And I know you've got a lot of information to share, so I'm going to go ahead and let you begin.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. He was so happy to be there. We missed OKC this year, and we felt out of the loop, and man, this really brought us right back in, and we were just so excited to be there. The one thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, when we first got started ourselves 13 years ago, a lot of people asked me, how did you learn the business? And I love seeing these manuals that we got through the week because that's how I learned how to do the business. The success guide used to be, you know, years ago in a book form, and that was kind of my Bible, and learning it and having something like that that you could read and take home, write notes in, was essential to me in the beginning of our business. And so it was so great to have these manuals. But the one thing I learned from the success guide years ago was how to read the commission statements. And so I could track in our organization where all of the money was coming from, where chargebacks were coming from, where, you know, all of those things. And so I got really good at reading that. And Jeff thought it was hilarious because he said, you and Carol Smith are probably the only ones that know how to read that report. But what is so cool is they have taken that commission statement and they have made it easier for us to use. And you can go down and organization by organization, leg by leg, you can look into those organizations. You can see where your money's coming from, where the recovery money is going. I mean, it's just, it's all there, detailed, and easy to understand. They taught us how to read it. So I thought that was a really exciting thing because for us, knowing where we were at and understanding where we wanted to go and seeing how the organization was developing was very crucial and has been very crucial in our goals. And so I was really excited about that. And all of the incentives and the promotions that I know will be talked about coming forward, or a little bit after me, I'm sorry, are just amazing to help us take this information and like Jimmy said, is to apply it and push ourselves and get ourselves to these new goals that we probably didn't think that we could get to so quickly. And the just the talk of exponential growth. I mean, we're not going to take years to do stuff. It's going to happen. And our eyes are focused on Oklahoma City right now, and all the incentives and the promotions are there to get us there and get as many people there as we possibly can with the incomes and the levels that we want to be at, which is really cool. It's not just a matter of getting people there, but it was a matter of actually building your team and building your income and your membership sales and so forth to a place that you want to be, and you ride into that Oklahoma City at just a different level. I just loved all of that, and I loved the unity of everything that was there. It was just marvelous. I mean, I just can't describe it. I don't know. That just made me happy. I came away from that so excited, and on the way home, we drove to Texas, and on the way home, which is pretty cool because we talk a lot. I told Jeff, I said, do you have your 11-second elevator statement? And so he's like, no. And I said, ask me what Legal Shield is. And so I just been thinking, okay, how can I put this concisely? How am I going to talk to people? So I was just, like, really excited about it all. But I encourage people to go in, look at that new commission statement, find out where you're at today, decide where you want to be by Oklahoma City, and listen to the promotions and the incentives that are going on right now and into the future, and get yourself to that level, and you can make it and make a lot of money. The money that they put in bonuses and so forth just blows me away. And one of the things that I loved about this conference was that they explained the commission to us and how we get paid. And for me, early on in our business, that was essential for me to understand. And in fact, at our Fast Start, our basic training class that it's called now, Jeff and I were privileged. I mean, it was just amazing that Patrick Shaw and Cliff Malloy taught that class, and they just showed us where every penny could come from. If you're a platinum, this is what you'd make. And our eyes were just open wide to, like, oh, the possibility. And, oh, my goodness, this is real, and we wanted to build and we wanted to move, and it really helped us launch. And so it was really cool seeing that commission, where the commissions come from and how they work and how you advance and how you can keep track of it. I just loved all that part. And as Jeff will tell you, I love the money part. He's all about time freedom, but I love the money part. And so those are just a few of the little things that I enjoyed from it. So I encourage everyone to go check out their commission statements and make their goals. So I'll let Jeff say a little hi to you guys. He can't talk to you, but I'll let him say hi.
Hey, Sandy did a great job. And Jimmy. And Linda, sorry. I talked too much over the commission. I've kind of blown my voice, so I apologize. But the thing I wanted to share with everybody is, you know, the one thing that we always said is when we held our meetings is we hold a meeting in order to promote for the next meeting. And so this leadership summit in Dallas was amazing. You guys will hear more about it as this call progresses. It really was done to build into the Oklahoma City Convention, the International Convention, which was April. it's kind of like the kickoff to that event, and everything will kind of funnel into that and build upon that. Oklahoma City course is it's the big thing that we do all year. We're going to do two events per year. Everybody comes in for that. The problem that we have in Oklahoma City is limited. The building only fits 15,000 people, and we had 5,000 at this limited event in Dallas. And if everybody just brings two people with them to the next event, the event is sold out. You'll hear a little bit. I'm really Chris is going to talk about how you can win free tickets, but my concern is people are going to wait to register, and the tickets are going to be gone. A lot of people want to go to that business-to-business, the B2B training, and it's been sold out for weeks. You couldn't get tickets for anything. I'm afraid that's going to happen in Oklahoma City. So my encouragement to you is get yourself registered and then start calling into your leadership, making sure they get registered and they call into their leadership. I think the saddest thing is for us to get our organizations all excited about it and then not to be able to go to the event because it's a sold-out event. Hotels are going to be available. Those hotels will be available first week in October. I'd also encourage people to get into the host hotels because they're on transit. The company provides shuttle buses, or you'll be walking it. So, anyway, I'll get the call back to you, Ray.
All right, Jeff, Cindy, I appreciate you guys. Jeff, I know it was tough for you saying a few words, but we're just really proud that you were able to make it and how God has blessed you and your family. Appreciate you guys being on. But now I want to go back to the state of Utah to regional vice president, $100,000 ring earner, a millionaire club member, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on? We have Dave Hall on the call. We have Dave Hall on. All right. I guess he texted me just a few minutes ago and said that he was on the call. So I don't know. Maybe he'll be back in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to go all the way to the state of Utah, $250,000 ring earner. He is a millionaire club member, and that is Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you on the call?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Chris. I don't know. Maybe we can get Dave on in just a few minutes.
Are you there?
Sorry about that.
I went to hit the mute off to keep the background noise out, and I hit the hang-up button. It's right next to it. I'm like, oh, no!
All right, what we'll do then, Chris, if you'll hold on just a minute, we'll go ahead and go to Dave. And, Dave, I know you decided. I saw you at the convention, and we talked on several occasions, but I know there were a lot of new tools. But what were your ideas and thoughts of the convention before you began with your portion?
Sure, absolutely, and I appreciate the time to just share just a couple sentiments about the event. By far, the most incredible event in the history of the company, and, you know, I've always been excited going in and out of the events, and I've always learned a lot, but the level of professionalism and structure and content just went through the roof at this event. Everything from the business-to-business books that they gave us, or the eye-to-eye books that they gave us, all the notes already in there. You know, you could take 10 different people, have them sit through a convention, and then afterwards compare notes. And they'll have 10 different things. I love the fact that 90% of your notes were already in print. You had to fill in a few spots to make sure that you were paying attention and stuff. But all the important nuggets that they wanted you to get, they made sure to put into print with pictures and diagrams and everything else. And I love the fact that they don't leave anything at all to chance. Everything is calculated. Everything is measured. Everything is on track for what Mr. Mason and Mr. Fernley have done in numerous other companies. And after teaming up with Aquavis and Franklin Covey and running the numbers, it was very clear to them. They said, hey, look, here in the next few years, we're going from $1.4 million to $7 million in just the next few years alone. And then from there, we estimate the saturation point is probably going to be up around $60 million. And I think, oh, my gosh, you know, we became millionaires on the journey to 1.4 million. Where is this going to take us on our way to just 7 million? It just blows my mind to think, you know, what is the next step? What's the next 5, 10 years out there? What it's going to look like, not for just my family, but my kids, my grandkids, and stuff like that. And the tools that they keep coming out with are just top of the line, so incredible and so professional. I just absolutely love every one of them. I think back to the early days that, you know, I was in the company when we had the brick. And then when we say the brick, we are not kidding. It was like a, you know, it had a big old huge videotape in it with a audio cassette tape in case you didn't have a, in case you weren't, you know, up in circa 1980 and you didn't have a videotape, the VCR in your house. It included an audio tape in there, and also it was wrapped up in brochures in case you didn't have an audio player, then you could read something. But if you didn't have a VCR or an audio tape, you probably couldn't read anyway. So nothing in the brick worked for you. But, you know, we'd have to pack those suckers around with us. And today, I mean, you can email someone the video clip. They came out with that 4 minute, and it's in your back office. You can go look at the 4 minute teaser about our company that's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, literally, you can stop and sell a membership on the 4 minute clip alone. But then the new DVD that not only has the incredible Mr. Darnell self, but also Kim Milius, so it actually puts a little bit more of a softer edge on there and relates to a little bit more demographic, you know, having a woman on there. It is absolutely amazing. And again, you know, I called to order about 1,000 of those from Video Plus, only to be told we're not running those until next week. And so if you got one, everyone got one free DVD at the Dallas event, but don't be giving that out. Just show it to people for the next week, because that is the goose that lays the golden egg right now. You can't get another one until next week when they will be shipping those out. And then on top of that, the flip book and the new PowerPoint presentation, they've condensed some of the slides, combine them into one. But here's one of the things I love most about that. On the compensation plan, you know, years ago I used to only sell the $35.95 plan. I'd only talk about that to almost everybody. And after watching the research that comes back about the persistency on the $26.95 plan, you know, compared to the $35.95 plan, I've had a big change of heart on, you know, what I do. And I will tell you, having gone through two lawsuits, if someone is a homeowner, in all fairness, I'm gonna encourage them to get the $35.95 plan, because I know what happens if you lose a lawsuit, simply because you don't have the money. You want as many lawsuit protection hours as you can possibly afford, but, there's a lot of people out there that they just need something to get started in, and the standard plan is a great plan for that. And so the $26.95 plan, the standard plan with identity theft is a fabulous entry point. And I love the fact that the flip book puts that option in there. It gives them two options instead of only just one, and allows you to be able to talk to that and be very clear about, you know, what that is. And I think that they've seen that, hey, look, there's a huge demand out there for that. So I love the fact that it shows you how to fast start qualify in the flip book, how to get your BMW, get in Performance Club, and the fact that Performance Club and fast start qualifying are now basically synonymous with each other, and that they've made it easier, and someone else is going to talk about that, that it's now easier to even fast start qualify. I mean, all the fine-tuned changes that they've made are just making it better and better and better. And then all the promotions they've thrown out to eliminate anybody's excuses on why you should not be in OKC have been eliminated, because literally anyone that goes out there and does a little bit of work honestly can be in OKC for free. So the tools are fabulous. The energy's fabulous. The vision is fabulous. This company's fabulous. I'm having a hard time sleeping at night just thinking about where we're going in the next few years, even though the last 10 years have been great six-figure years. The next 3 to 5 are where the fortunes are going to be made, and I'm so glad that I'm here with this company right now. So with that said, Mr. Moore, I'll pass the call back to you.
All right, Mr. Hall. Again, I appreciate you being on, and I want to encourage all of our speakers to stay on to the very end so that if you'd like to add anything, if we've left out anything, you can fill any in the blanks. Now I want to go back to the state of Utah, again, to $250,000 wing earner, millionaire club member, who's full-time with Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris, are you on? Do we have Chris on, or is he in mute?
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, I knew you were
okay,
there.
Sorry about that. Hey, I'm so excited to be here. It's been a great call so far, and just, gosh, couldn't be more excited about Legal Shield. And I mentioned this on an earlier call, and certainly want you all to be the first to know. I sent you a text earlier, Randy, but, you know, a couple of years ago after, you know, becoming a millionaire and platinum jacket earner, $250,000 ringer and all that stuff, I said, you know what, I want to slow it down a little bit and build my personal development company and write a couple books and create some audios, which I've done, and I've traveled the world doing seminars, and I love it, and we've got a great personal development company up and running. It's kind of on autopilot right now, and you know, I've been doing that full-time and been doing Legal Shield part-time, and after going to this convention, I'm happy to announce that I'm going to flip-flop that, and I'm going back full-time in Legal Shield, and I'm going to put my personal development company on part-time. And I'm just that excited, and I don't want to miss the boat. I mean, I see where this thing's going. These guys are not joking around. We've been at 1.5 million members. You know, we've been, I hate to use the word stuck, but I'm going to use the word stuck. We've been stuck there for the last 5-6 years, and, you know, and I'm sure that was part of Mr. Stonecipher's frustration. Said, look, I'm going to bring these guys on, some guys that have had some experience taking companies from, you know, from little name to household name, and I, you know, they're talking about 7 million members, you know, on our way to 7 million members real quick, and, you know, on up to 50 million members down the road, and I don't want to miss out on that. And I'm just so excited to be a part of Legal Shield, and I hope that nobody wants to miss out on where we're headed. And I just got a few announcements tonight that I want to cover and just talk about. First and foremost, the recruiting promotion. I was so excited to see, you know, that there's such an incredible balance of the business to business, the professional sales and the individual to individual, and, you know, there was an emphasis on sales and on recruiting and really the entire wheel of opportunity in Legal Shield. But I want to talk about tonight is this you know, recruiting contest, and I want to frame it by saying this, that every single person in Legal Shield can get a free ticket to Oklahoma City. Every single one of us. I mean, none of us, nobody, new or old, in Legal Shield should have to pay, you know, should have to pay for their Oklahoma City convention tickets. So let's talk about how that works. I'm actually calling this contest, Randy, I'm calling this the Fantastic Four contest. As far as I know, there wasn't really a name for this contest, and I like to have a name on them so that I can promote them a little easier. So what I'm calling the Fantastic Four contest looks like this. It's a four-month contest, which is one of the reasons why I like the four. Four-month contest. It's already started. September, October, November, and December. Those 4 months, it's for all associates, older associates and brand-new associates. And here's what it looks like. Anyone who recruits four people in any of the 4 months I just mentioned, just 1 month, any of those 4 months, of the contest period, you're going to win 50 of the new DVDs that Mr. Hall did such a great job talking about and promoting and edifying. 50 of those brand new DVDs plus the shipping sent right to your door. Now, anybody who recruits 4 people in any 2 of the months from the contest period is going to get 100 DVDs shipped to your door for free and 1 free ticket to the Oklahoma City Convention. So if you want to get your ticket for free and 100 DVDs, all you've got to do is recruit 4 people for 2 of the 4 months of the contest period. It gets better. Anybody who recruits 4 people in any 3 of the months of the contest period is going to win 150 DVDs, 1 free ticket to the Oklahoma City International Convention, and 2 nights at the Host Hotel in Oklahoma City. The company is going to pick up not only your DVDs, not only your ticket, but 2 nights stay at the Host Hotel in Oklahoma City at our convention, international convention. And then finally, for anybody who really gets it, wants to go out there and lay it down, if you recruit 4 people all 4 months during the contest period, you're going to win 200 DVDs, 1 free ticket to the Oklahoma City International Convention, 2 nights at the Host Hotel in Oklahoma City, and airfare for 1 to Oklahoma City to the convention. I've never heard of a promotion like this, and this has got me fired up, and I'm racking my brains. I don't have any recruits so far for the month, and I'm racking my brains trying to figure out how am I going to get 4 recruits this month. I tallied it up, Randy, and it's about $1,200 in value. If you recruit 4 associates for the 4 months, you're getting about $1,200 in benefit from the company. And here's the deal. We're all of us that see the vision, we know where this company's going. We're going to buy the DVDs. We're going to buy the convention ticket, the hotel stay, and the airfare anyway. You know, anyway, I know a lot of y'all are in Oklahoma and already, but, you know, we're going to do that anyway. We're going to exhaust those expenses anyway. Why not push a little harder, build our business a little bigger, create an absolute recruiting explosion, and let the company pick up the tab for our Oklahoma City International Convention experience? You know, I was talking to Alan back and forth, and I was talking to Brian Crothers, and he was talking to Steve Williamson, and kind of we're all, you know, there's this little web of people that were inside and outside of the home office, and what everybody was saying is like, look, everything is in place in Legal Shield. All we need now is more recruits. We need more people to get trained and go out there and sell small business, and enroll groups. We need more people to share memberships with their friends, family, neighbors, and recruit the people that they come in contact with. That's all we need. And so this contest was the catalyst for helping us put more boots on the ground. You know, that's all we need. I mean, to win this battle, this game, all we need is more boots on the ground, and this contest is going to help us do that. So I also want to talk about the new changes in ED qualification. It has never been easier nor more rewarding to become an executive director in Legal Shield. And so right now, there's been 2 ways to qualify as executive director. There's on personal sales, personal effort, and then organizational effort if you're building a team. The way to go executive director on personal sales remains the same. You've got to be a senior associate with at least 6 months, 10 years, 50 memberships. Sold, and if that's not right, Randy, straighten me out, but I believe that's right, 50 memberships sold. And if you go out and you sell 50 personal memberships in a month, you are qualified for the executive bonus within Legal Shield. So that stayed the same. So if you're familiar with how it was a week ago, it's the same way. Well, on the organizational, the team building side, that has changed. See, before you had to be a director and you had to have at least 1 director leg and you had to have personal sales. And for a lot of our newer people and even our directors that didn't have any director legs, you know, they were really, a lot of people kind of gave up on that. Said, it'll take me 10 years to get to executive director. You know, well, not any longer. Now you just got to be, in order to qualify for executive director on the organizational side, you've just got to be a director with 6 months tenure in the company, and you just need 50 organizational sales, and they can come from anybody at any level in any leg. So you don't need that director leg, any director legs anymore, and you don't need any personal sales. So, again, on the individual side, go sell 50 on your own. You're an executive director. On the organizational side, you just need 50 memberships. Now, get kind of the criteria, 50 memberships, either personal or organizational, combination of the two, however you want to do it. No more than 20 memberships count from any one leg on your team. So if you've got 20 sales in you know, Team A, and you got 20 sales in Team B, and you got 10 sales in third leg or Team C, well, then you are qualified to become an executive director. And I'm excited about that because I've got people in my business. I'll give you an example, and I won't say her name, but I've got an associate who's a group. She just focuses almost exclusively on group, and she's wanted to build a team, and she didn't say this to me, but I can only imagine, you know, that she got punched thinking, gosh, I don't have any director legs. It's going to take me forever to do it. I guess I'll just go focus on selling. Well, now she can go out, begin to recruit associates, teach them how to build the business, teach them how to sell memberships, and she can count all of those memberships towards her 50. You know, she does a lot of group business, so she can go out and get 10, 20, 30, 40 memberships in a month, help her team go out and sell 5, 10, 15 memberships. And she can count all of those sales towards her executive director qualification. So everybody at all levels are so excited about this change. And, you know, so I love how, you know, they made the change from 25 memberships per leg, you know, not being able to count any more than 25 memberships. They moved that down to 20, and I love that they did that because now, you know, now Power 20 really means something. It's really significant. So let's say I'm a young executive, and I need, you know, at least two Power 20s on my team. And for those of you that don't know what that is, a Power 20 is just somebody who either sells 20 memberships in a month or between them and or their organization. They, you know, they produce 20 memberships in a month. No more than 12 memberships coming out of, you know, of each leg. No more than 12 memberships can count coming out of each leg. Well, if I'm a young executive or I'm somebody that wants to go executive, you know, really what I need is I need two or three Power 20s. I just need to find, I need to identify the three people on my team in three different legs, you know, one person in three different legs who wants to go Power 20. Well, before Power 20 was, before the convention, it was just kind of a, you know, it was a pseudo title, pseudo position. Didn't really mean anything. There wasn't really any, you know, any money there, and there was really no major benefit for a person to get to Power 20. So it would be hard for me as a rising person in the company to, you know, hey, go Power 20, and then thinking, well, why? Why would I go Power 20? You know, oh, you want me to help you go ED? Well, listen, I didn't get in the business to help you go ED. I got in the business to, you know what I mean? So nobody wants us to crack the whip on them and tell them what we want. Our goal is to help our associates get what they want to get. You know, Zig Ziglar said best, you help enough other people get what they want, you can have everything that you want. Well, now there's money at Power 20, which I'm so excited about. So now we don't have to go, please, please, please go Power 20 so I can go executive director. We say, hey, you go Power 20, you're going to pick up a huge bonus that they just added to the compensation plan. And I'm going to spell this out for you real quick. So if you're Power 20 at any level, you could be a senior associate and be a Power 20, every person that gets Fast Start qualified on your team down to the next Power 20, and I know a lot of young teams, they only have, you know, they don't have any Power 20s. So if you go out and step up and say, hey, I'm going to be the Power 20, I'm going to capture the money in my whole organization, for every person that Fast Start qualifies in your business, all the way down to the bottom, you're going to earn $100 bonus. So just think about this. If you qualify 10 people in your organization during the month, this is new money that didn't exist a week ago. You qualify 10 people. You're a Power 20. You can be a senior associate, okay? You can be a senior associate. You're a Power 20. You qualify 10 people in a month. That's an extra $1,000 for you that wasn't in pay plan a week ago. And it goes beyond that. So executive directors are obviously Power 20 qualified because they're executive directors. They get an additional $50 bonus. Bronzes get an additional $25 bonus. Silvers get an additional $20 bonus. Golds get a $10 bonus. And Platinums get an additional $25 bonus. So for kicks and giggles, I know, Mr. Moore, you got a whole lot of executive directors on this line today. So let's say, you know, you're an executive director and you're overriding a, you know, a few legs where there is no Power 20 in those legs, right? Well, there's, you know, people are going to be excited to get there, but along the way, since you're already Power 20 qualified, you're going to get $100 for every member, or excuse me, for every Fast Start associate that qualifies in your organization. You're going to get a $50 executive director bonus. So it's $150 cumulative. And just for kicks and giggles, for any Platinums on the line or anybody who aspires to be a Platinum, you get a new leg going, you're going to get paid $230 for every person that Fast Start qualifies. And I know a lot of Platinums in the company who, you know, they'll Fast Start qualify 50 to 100 people during the month. Well, do the math. You know, 100 people times $230, that's a $23,000 bonus that did not exist a week ago. So this is huge adult money, and it drives all the proper behaviors, and I couldn't be more excited about that. So, Mr. Moore, I want to pass the call back over to you, and it's been a great call, and just appreciate everything that you do.
So, Chris, before you leave, would you like to go over the new incentives for the new recruits starting this month through March 31st for the new recruits?
Yeah, I'll pull it up here. I took pictures of the screen there. It's just blowing me away. I couldn't believe. I'm like, you know, all the announcements were fantastic, but they kept coming. I'm like, we got enough. All, you know, go executive and get our rings and go platinum and do all that. So the new incentives are this. It is Alan Fernley's crusade. That's the word that he uses. It's his crusade to help everybody that comes into our business to at least go out and sell one membership, you know, or recruit one person. And so here's a couple of exciting announcements. First of all, between now and Oklahoma City, anybody that joins our business at 149, if they just sell one membership, they're going to get the associate's benefit plan. And we don't have time to go into all the benefits, but discounts on your Sprint bill and AT&T and the Apple Store and the Super Shuttle and you know, copies of the office supply store. I mean, you name it, discounted insurances and prescription drugs, and I could go on and on and on, and rental cars. So they just have to sell one membership, and they get free access to the benefits, associate benefit plan. And, you know, before we had to, associates had to attend basic training to trigger that benefit plan. No longer. From now until Oklahoma City, just all of our new associates, they just need to sell one membership, and they're going to get the associate benefit plan. Well, now, between now and Oklahoma City, anybody that joins us at 149 as an associate, if they just recruit one person, they're going to get a free ticket to Oklahoma City. And, you know, company just asked that they stay at a host hotel, a hotel a company's contracted with. So sell one, you're in the benefits plan. Recruit one, you're going to get a free ticket to Oklahoma City. If you get 5 points in your in 30 days, you're going to fast start qualify and move to the associate level, and they're going to send you 50 bonus bucks to support your business so you can get tools and brochures and applications and, you know, all kinds of great stuff from the Legal Shield store. And then finally, what about, you know, anybody who failed to get Fast Start qualified? They missed their 30 days. You know, that didn't happen for them. Well, no worries. All they've got to do is get to 10 points. You know, just have 10 sales in the organization or get to 10 points. They're going to qualify at the associate level anyway, so there's no more failures, Fast Start failures. And once they qualify, even if they failed to qualify, if they'll just go out there and, you know, get those 10 points, they're going to become Fast Start qualified, advance, and receive 50 bonus bucks. And I may be getting those two announcements mixed up, but let me go ahead and read this last one. So if you paid $149 and you never sold a membership ever, so we all have, I mean, you know, collectively, Mr. Moore, I bet you have thousands of these on your team, people that have paid $140, but whatever, for whatever reason, life got in the way, they never sold a membership. No worries. All they've got to do is by October 31st, sell one membership, and they're going to get into the associate benefits plan, recruit one person, and they're going to get a free ticket to Oklahoma City. And then again, after that, if they achieve 10 performance club points, they're going to advance to the associate level, and they're going to get 50 free bonus bucks. I mean, that's a mouthful, and I hope I covered that okay. But it's, in other words, what we're looking at, Randy, is that every single person, people that tried and failed, but they're still with us, people that have been in the business for years and years and years, and brand new people, every single person that's in this business can get a free ticket to Oklahoma City. Yes, and I'll just leave everybody with this advice. Get your tickets now. They are on sale right now. This event will sell out. It will completely sell out with everybody able to get a free ticket. And on October 1st, the host hotels will come available. And I know those are going to sell out quickly, so I encourage everybody to set your alarm and make sure that you get your reservations at the host hotel in Oklahoma City. So, couldn't be more excited, Mr. Moore. I appreciate you. I'll pass the call back over to you.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate that. One other thing, you know, they've changed where they have the Fast Start points and the Performance Club points, where they're actually aligning them together, where they're actually synonymous. And would you like to talk about how the point system works? I know used to you get 1 point for a recruit, and then when they Fast Start qualified, you got 2 more points. But now they've changed that up a little, haven't they? All right, maybe I lost you, Chris, but now instead of getting...
Sorry about that. I was talking away.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was saying I love that, you know, there's an emphasis on recruiting so that we can all, you know, have more people enroll in groups and sell small business and sell their friends, family, and neighbors. But, yeah, they kind of flip-flop the points. You know, we still get a Performance Club point when we sell a membership. And whereas before we'd get a Players Club point when we recruited, a Performance Club point when we recruited a person, and then we got 2 points on the back end when they got Fast Start qualified. Well, they reversed that to where we get the 2 points on the front end. You know, let's get them in the game, you get the 2 points, and then you get the 1 point on the back end. So love that they did that. I mean, we could, if we just, you know, those people that enjoy recruiting or want to recruit or want to build a team, you know, if you just focus on 2 a month, you know, 2 recruits a month, that's when you recruit them, that's 2 points each, that's 4 points. You're going to get 1 point for each membership, that's another 2 points, that's what, 6 points. And then if you help those two get paid and promoted, Fast Start qualified, you're going to get another point for each on the back end. That's 8 points a month if we just help 2 people join the business and get started. And if you got somebody talking about the additional way to Fast Start qualify,
well, go right ahead, Chris.
Yeah, because I'm excited about this. Before, you know, you can Fast Start qualify 1 of 2 ways. You sell 5 memberships. That was the first way. That got you first Fast Start qualified. You do that in 30 days. Or you can sell 3 memberships and enroll one of those people as an associate. That got you Fast Start qualified. Well, they've added a new way, and it's recruit 2 people. You recruit 2 people in your first 30 days. You are Fast Start qualified, and you are in the Performance Club right off the bat. So love that. I just, you know, I found it easier. I know some people find it easier to sell memberships in the beginning or even later on, and some people find it easier to recruit. I found it way easier to recruit when I was new. And so, you know, I got 2 recruits right out of the gate, but, man, it took me a while to find 5 memberships, and if I could have gotten qualified with 2 recruits, I'd have gotten qualified a whole lot faster than I did. So, you know, there's something for everybody. Again, filling out the full wheel of legal services for people who want to sell, they can sell their way to Fast Start qualification and Performance Club. And for people who like to recruit, they can recruit their way to Performance Club and Fast Start qualification. And for people who have to do it all, they can do that as well. So back to you, Randy.
All right, Chris, one last thing, simply because you're from the California area, and the new Legal Shield commercials are simply, they've had phenomenal success in the different marketplace. They're opening 3 new markets, and one of them was Maryland, one was in Atlanta, and another was in California right there in the Inland Empire. What do you think that's going to do for your business?
Oh, man, it's keeping me up at night, I can tell you that. I was a regional vice president out there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and regional manager for another 3 or 4 years, and you know, so we have a huge team out there. We've got ringrunners out there in that marketplace and multiple executive directors and another individual that's about to get his ring down there. And so, yeah, they launched the commercials. I think they launched them today or at, you know, some point near the weekend. But we've got 10 billboards in my old stomping grounds. I mean, there's a billboard right across the freeway from where we used to live, and people are already seeing them. They're seeing the commercials. They're fired up about it. I know our leaders down there are blanketing the whole San Bernardino, Riverside counties with Legal Shield advertisements, and they're getting the word out there, and they're doing tool blitzes and meeting blitzes. And I know Mr. Brandon Samiego is leading that out there. He's a six-figure ring earner, regional manager that took my place. That's part of the More Success team. And so, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, Randy, because there's a whole bunch of activity that's going to come out of that marketplace. And, you know, this is just a test. And so as they open this up nationwide, I was talking to Alan Fernley a couple weeks ago, and his goal is to get this thing to $50 million a year. He wants to spend $50 million a year in advertisement and, you know, line all of our bank accounts with a whole bunch of cash. So couldn't be more excited about that.
Chris, I know I nearly wore you out, but I appreciate you participating in the call tonight. You did an awesome job. It's just so hard to, you know, squeeze 4 days down to an hour, but I think we've done a pretty good job. And I want to thank you, of course, for being on, Mr. Dave Hall, Jeff and Cindy Hughes, Linda Bowden, Mr. Jimmy Fish. You guys all did a fantastic job. If any of you would like to add anything, feel free to cut me off here. But if there's anything that you missed that thinks is important, go ahead and speak up, and if you have anything, I'll hold on just a second. All right, if nobody has anything else, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and back to Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, what a magnificent call, and I thank each speaker tonight. What a wonderful, wonderful call. They did a fantastic job. I know we usually have 30 minutes, but I don't see how we got all this in an hour. I think anybody's interested in business, it didn't bother them one bit. To listen to this. It sure was exciting to me all over again, even though I was at the convention. Randy, now next Monday night, we're going to have Mr. Martin Brown, our former co-CEO. He wanted to be on our call, jumping in this, at the convention. And so I want to announce that ahead of time. And again, I want to encourage anybody that's been walking, talking, whatever distance of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to get over there and hear Linda Saturday. I registered myself. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic meeting. And folks, we're always saying put God first, family second, Legal Shield third. But that's what we're going to keep doing. And I tell you, you can see it paying off. Look at what it's doing all over the United States and Canada for our team. It's just absolutely fabulous. So God bless you. And just keep it the way we always do. God, family, Legal Shield. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.